What was it like living in your house there on Forest Street? Did you have chores? Did you have hobbies? What did you do for fun? I know you went swimming in Maple Lake.
We did. That was a 3-day thing of summertime in Three Lakes. From the time I was probably about 8, wanted to learn to water ski. My mom wouldn't let me do that until I had gone all the way through junior life-saving swimming lessons. So swimming lessons in Three Lakes were a very big deal. The lifeguards were considered epitome of athleticism and skill and beauty and everything in Three Lakes. Distinctly remember really looking up to the lifeguards that we had at the beach. And in the wintertime, Barry and I both started skiing when we were probably about 9 and 10 years old. My Aunt Marge was a ski instructor, and her two boys, Pete and Bill Wykowski, who still live in town, both skied. So we got into it too, skiing at Sheltered Valley. And Three Lakes, I guess while we were kids, always had a skating rink in the wintertime. That was over by where the community center is and the library is right now, or in the back of the school. It changed from year to year, but skating was also a big, big wintertime activity. I took dance lessons when I was a little girl. Those were offered in Eagle River, and so I had a little bit of dance experience with recitals and so forth. But other than that, it was, I don't know that we had chores, but I do know Saturday mornings were always the day that we cleaned house, and Mom would put music on the stereo and get the house clean. Dusting was always my job.
You mentioned your Aunt Marge. What was her last name?
Mm-hmm. Her name was Wykowski. There's a little bit of a different spelling there. Two brothers, Ted and Steve, and my Aunt Marge was married to Steve. The spelling of their last name is Wykoski. Somewhere along the line, Steve dropped the W from the spelling of his last name.
Do you remember spending a lot of time with your grandparents?
I was only 2 when my Grandma Wykowski died, so I don't have any memories of her. She died fairly young. But Barry and I saw my grandma and grandpa every weekend of our lives growing up. And my grandma was also the school cook in Three Lakes for 25 years. So for my entire school life, I saw Grandma at school every day.
She lived across the street, didn't she, from the school?
She did. That was later in life. At a certain point, my grandpa had a mild stroke and he couldn't drive anymore, so they moved into a house that was across the street. I think I maybe had already graduated from high school by that point, which was in 1971. Belonged to St. Teresa's, and kind of one of my sweetest memories from St. Teresa's were the Christmas pageants that we used to have. I'm not sure who was musical director, who probably Laura Godleski would have been the organist for church, and maybe she's the one that directed those pageants too. But all the kids at catechism, you know, practiced for it and studied for it, and we had the costumes for the plays. The boys that were selected to be the wise men would wear their dad's bathrobes, or somebody's dad's bathrobes, with a rope cord and a headpiece of some kind or another fabric on their head. And I was, the 2 or 3 years that I remember doing it, I was in the angel chorus, and all of us girls had homemade white flannel nightgowns. Crisp, clean, bright, sparkly white little nightgowns. And we sang Silent Night at the end, and we had motions or gestures to the lyrics of the song. So we practiced and practiced and practiced so that we have, you know, that everybody knew the motions correctly, and guessing that all of our parents and the people coming to see the play were encouraged to sing Silent Night with us at the very end. The one note that I wrote down in addition to this was that Carol Keel, I think for couple of years maybe, was selected to be Mary, and that was a highly coveted role to play, so it stuck in my mind all these years.
Well, did you have a favorite season? Did you enjoy summer, winter better?
I don't know. Looking back, I guess maybe winter, but at the time, I think as a kid, it was just like, well, one thing leads to another, and we always look forward, of course, to the last day of school and summer vacation. Seemed like it went on forever. And I do recall on the last day of school, we always had to just show up to get our report cards, and we were allowed to bring squirt guns to school when I was in grade school. So it was always a big water fight that last half day of school that everybody was involved in and had fun with.
Let's walk downtown a little bit and tell me a little bit about what you remember about downtown Three Lakes, and did you go to the stores and did you shop there?
We did shop there, and we were close enough to walk. So when my mom needed eggs or milk or something really quickly, Barry or I would either walk or get on a bike and go to Dobbs. Then we would also probably have been given a dime to get a popsicle or a push-up or something like that to run the errand. But more so food-wise from Dobbs, I remember the left-hand side that was the dry goods part of it. Mrs. New, and I think her first name might have been Elaine, presided over that. And it was, the epitome of what a general store now would have been like our Walmart. I can remember getting Fox there and getting records there and getting shoelaces there and... I think she probably had fabric, and like anything that you could possibly need was on the dry goods side of Dobbs. So that was a real important part of Three Lakes when I was growing up. The other store that I remember well was Knutson's gift shop, which now might have a daycare center in it, I think. But that was always interesting to go in with the Indian dolls and the turquoise jewelry and lots of souvenir things that were interesting. I don't remember buying very much from there except one little Indian doll. I saved my money for this doll that had a buckskin dress and buckskin little boots. So that was a special treat. But those are the two stores, Dobson and Knutson's, that I recall most prominently. Bell Grocery Store, of course, was a big deal, and my grandparents were next door neighbors to Joy and Ed. When they had the old store that was near Whitefish Lake, we could walk to the store from my grandma and grandpa's, and then after that store changed hands and then ultimately closed, and the Bell's store at the corner of 45 and 32 opened up. That's where my folks, I would say, did the bulk of their shopping.
At the supermarket?
Correct.
Did you grow any of your own food and have a garden?
Yep. My dad was a gardener, and he didn't do it in a huge way, but he always had gardens. I don't think he lived a year of his life without having a garden of some kind or another. And it would be lettuce and radishes, because one of his favorite springtime, summertime foods was lettuce salads and lettuce and sour cream with radishes in it, and tomatoes. Later on in life, I don't know that he was as big a tomato eater as my mom was, but rhubarb was a big deal. When the rhubarb finally got ready, I think everybody probably had a plant, but we could go outside with the sugar bowl and cut off the big old leaf off the rhubarb and then just dunk our rhubarb stalks in the sugar bowl, and that was a treat. My dad was known far and wide with all the kids in our family as, just try it. You don't have to eat it, but you do have to try it. And thankfully, rhubarb with a lot of sugar on it tastes pretty good. He bought corn, sweet corn, from people around town. I guess he didn't want to take the property to you, or we didn't have a garden that big or something. I don't know why he didn't grow it himself. But I can remember going around to different farmers in Clearwater Lake specifically. Mike Loshaw is a name that comes to mind, and I have no idea who the man was other than he was the corn man that we visited. We could buy corn from him. There was another lady that lived in town down by Maple Lake named Mrs. Klemp. I think it was Klemcheski probably, and we would buy corn from her too, and I presume that these people sold it to people throughout the area.